calling all detectives. A man whose mind contained a million facts walked out on a stage and could barely remember his own name. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. People lose all sorts of things. And when they do, a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, sometimes gets the case. There's something about the way people in show business carry themselves that identifies them every time. That's how I knew the man who entered my office was show folk even before he handed me his card. I glanced at it, then, "Sit down, Mr. Misto. You're a magician, eh?"
"I, Misto, a magician? Certainly not. I, Mr. Browning, am a memory marvel. My brain is the repository of a million interesting facts. Ask me anything, anything."
I grinned. "Okay. What's the population of Nome, Alaska?" Misto wrinkled his brow.
"Nome, Alaska? Childishly simple, but I don't know the answer."
I stared at him. "Well, how about this one, then? What's the area of Texas?"
"The area of Texas is... I'm afraid I don't know. Mr. Browning, I can't remember anything. With my memory gone, my living is gone. You're a detective. Help me find my memory."
When Mr. Misto, the memory marvel, lost his memory, he asked me to help him find it again. I was driving Misto back to the Casablanca Club, where he was the headliner of the floor show.
"My memory deserted me as I went on for the second show last night. I just blanked out, Mr. Browning. I pretended to be sick, got off somehow, but I don't know what I'll do tonight. If this gets out, I'm finished, washed up."
"What's your real name? Where do you come from?"
"George Peabody, Erie, Pennsylvania."
"Why?" "Just a test to see whether you had a complete amnesia, but you haven't." I shook my head. "I understand. Well, I'll do what I can." There was a swarthy, heavy-set man waiting in Misto's dressing room.
"Mr. Damati, Mr. Browning, Jerry here is a friend of mine."
Damati glowered at Misto.
"Don't care who he is. All I want to know is, you in shape to go on tonight or not?"
Misto looked at me helplessly. I twisted my face into a leer. "He'll go on tonight, but first he pays me the money he owes me, see?" Misto's mouth sagged open in surprise, but Damati got it, or thought he did.
"Oh-ho, so that's what made you sick. Okay, Misto, if you got yourself on a hook to gamblers, you get yourself off the best way you can. But remember, you work tonight or you're through."
Poor Misto looked ready to collapse. I helped him to a chair. "I hated to do that, Misto, but it's the only kind of alibi a man like Damati understands." Misto nodded weakly.
"Yes, but what happens tonight? I can't go on. I don't even remember the capital of Maine."
"It's Augusta, and we'll worry about tonight when we come to it. Now, what happened here last night?" Misto looked around, shrugged.
"Nothing."
"You're not even trying. Did you have a visitor, Damati, somebody in the show, or a stranger?"
I'm trying to think. Visitor. Oh, it's no use. I can't remember."
"What's your name?"
"George Peabody."
"Where are you from?"
"Erie, Pennsylvania."
"Who was here last night?"
"Janie Morland." "Janie Morland? Yes. She's the singer."
"Okay. Now we're getting someplace. Why did Janie visit you?"
"Just to talk. She's a nice kid, young enough to be my daughter. Though I wouldn't want that to get around. She comes from Crawford, PA, which practically makes us hometown neighbors."
"What did you two talk about last night?"
"Just hometown stuff."
"Let it go for now. You'd better start dressing for your act. I'll go try to find Janie Morland."
"But I tell you, I can't go on."
"Don't worry about it. Just get dressed." Nobody answered my knock at Janie's dressing room. I tried the doorknob, was just about to go in when...
"Just a minute, Bob. Where do you think you're going?"
I turned to face Damati. "Well, I wanted to talk to Miss Morland. Figured she could give me a line on this Welsher Misto."
"Now look, pal. If Misto's your dog, get it. But don't bother the rest of my people. Anyway, you won't find Jenny. She quit last night. Walked out."
"Walked out or was carried out?"
"I don't care whose mob you're tied up with. Get out of here and stay out."
I got, but not out. Instead, I went back to Misto's dressing room, opened the door. Misto, I apologize in advance for what I'm going to do. Slugging Misto was a dirty trick, but it was the only positive reason I could give him for not going on with his act. I went out to my car, drove back to my office, and really went to work with the telephone. What I wanted was to locate Janie Moreland, if she was alive. At the fourth booking agent I phoned...
Sure, Janie quit the Casablanca Club. Who are you and what's it to you?
I explained who I was and how urgent it was for me to get in touch with her. Finally, I learned that Janie was working at another club way out on Green Oaks Road. I had a long talk with Janie after she'd finished the first show. Then I got back into my car, drove to the hotel where Misto told me he was staying. I found Misto in bed, nursing the biggest shiner I'd ever seen.
Oh, you didn't restore my memory, and you almost killed me.
Relax, Misto, your memory will come back. And as for that wallop, I didn't know it at the time, but you had it coming. I pulled up a chair, sat down at his bedside. Misto, you told me yourself you're old enough to be Janie Moreland's father. Well, you didn't remember that last night. You mistook her homesickness for love, asked her to marry you. And when she refused, you got nasty about it. She finally slapped you, said she'd tell Damati. Misto's stricken face told me that memory was flooding back. You know you've been slipping. Your kind of act isn't as popular as it used to be. If you got fired for bothering a performer, you'd be washed up. But Janie knew that, too. She's a trooper, so she said nothing. Just walked out on the show. Now, what's the area of Texas?
267,339 square miles.
Okay. Your memory block is cured. You owe me $250 and Janie Moreland a formal apology. In writing. And that's all there was to finding a missing memory. Like I said, if you search your mind for the things you've forgotten, you'll generally find, if you find at all, that they're the things you're ashamed to remember. Listen next time to Calling All Detectives, Mystery Drama, Mystery Quiz, and a chance for you to match wits with yours truly, Jerry Browning, Private Detective.